Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I'm doing a night show here, and this is exciting. I wasn't going to do a show this week, and I thought I just had an aha around this. I bet other people will want to have an aha around this. So what to do when you don't like the psychic reading you received? Yeah, it's a topic I have a lot of feelings about, both receiving readings as well as giving them. And I think it's important to explore how to approach it, because I had an experience recently where I got a reading I didn't like. And I'll share it with you. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive, meaning I read energy, as well as I coach you to help you create the result that you want in your life, help you reach your goal. So I put my skills together to give you intuitive coaching. And if that is something you need right now, if you are looking for a Tony Robbins style coach with an intuitive flair, then I'm your girl. You can find me again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work with clients in the evenings, Monday through Wednesday, as well as on Saturdays. Okay, let's talk about this. So I want to pull up my notes here because I think it's important for me to, as I was tuning into it, my spirit guides were giving me some really clear information, and I think it's best that I not riff too much. I should read it as written. So you didn't like your psychic reading. As I said, I recently had a reading during a very stressful and tumultuous time in my own life. And I don't get readings very often because I often use my cards. I read for myself. I am very in tune to signs and I pay attention to those. And then I take the time, I have a process, a daily process in which I reflect on the signs and messages I receive. But in this particular time in my life, I could not see anything. Spirit was talking to me, definitely, but I was definitely more attached to myself than I was to the divine. And I think readings can be exceptionally powerful and not always in the way that you think. My answer here is going to surprise you a bit. And no matter what message is coming forward when you get a reading or whether you're reading for yourself, I think it's important to be in the highest level of appreciation for spirit for bringing that message forward, as well as the reader, because we are our vessels. We receive information, and oftentimes we have to go into the murky parts of your being to pull out that information. And then we also have to be receptive as readers to your resistance to that information. One of the reasons why I coach is because I know the resistance comes up, and it's an area where in my years of getting psychic readings prior to starting to do this work 8 years ago, I was always in a great deal of frustration because I'm like, I just got this information. What do I do with it, both positively and negatively? And so my work as a coach is I help people navigate that energetic information. And so if you can go into it with the mindset of I am in appreciation no matter what comes up. I'm in appreciation for spirit bringing this message forward, and I'm in appreciation of the reader for being a vessel for that information. And we'll continue further. I know I can already hear you saying, well, Amy, what if it's just a really unprofessional reader? I got an answer for you on that. So I got this reading. And I will admit, I was in a hell of a lot of resistance when I got it. I was not so much in resistance to I mean, yes, I was totally in resistance to the whole damn thing. I didn't like the message she gave me. I will be so transparent here. I attacked her professionalism, you know, an attack in a very soft way. I just was like, well, I don't feel like you did a good job here. And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm a reader as well, and I don't want to discount the messages coming forward. But I totally, my ego, my human self, which she told me in the reading, because I went back and read it today, and I was like, fuck, that was accurate. Every single word was accurate. And I couldn't see it then, but in that moment I was like, yeah, you did this and you did this. And I was fully in resistance, and I was defensive about it. And so I was like, oh shit, people do this to me all the time and I hate it. And so I did, ultimately, I wrote the reader today and I said, you know, I am so sorry. I reread your message today, and not only was it exceptionally accurate, but even the language she was using, the way in which she was speaking to me was accurate. And I get chills now because it was truly spirit bringing me the right message, and I couldn't hear it because I was in a state of full-on resistance and denial about my own life and situation, and operating from a wound, you know. And I see it now, and I'm working through it now, but I fully recognize that at this moment. And if I had recognized it then, I might have been able to create a different reality for myself, but I didn't. And so I wanted to share that with you, that even as a seasoned reader, even as a diligent worker on myself, I do a lot of self-work, I still got caught in the trap of resistance. And all the gurus will talk to you about resistance and how it will derail you. It brings out the worst parts of you. And so I want to be clear. When you get a reading, whether you're reading for yourself or reading for someone else, it is a reflection of the current energy at the time of the reading. And I will admit, because of all of my resistance, I made choices and decisions that were not serving me. And I could have changed the course of my life if I had acknowledged in that moment, that night I got that reading, I can see it very clearly. If I had acknowledged what was coming forward, I could have made different choices and decisions, because it did go exactly the way she was reading the energy at that time. Exactly, because I didn't change a damn thing, and it wasn't about her. So this is my first point in getting a reading that you don't like. I want to pound it in your mind that it is not about the reader, and it's not even sometimes about what the reader said to you. It's about the entire situation. When I first started doing this work and I was trained, one of the teachers that I studied under said that everything in a reading is a message. And so I want you to take that a step further and think about the whole experience of the reading is a message to you. It's not about your reader. It is to you. From how it came to be that you were there getting that reading, it's all an energetic message for you. So even if you get a message that is positive, you can alter that by the choices and decisions that you make. If you're making choices and decisions that go against that positive, then that reality will not unfold. A reading is based on the energy of the reading at that time. And so if you get a negative message, no, you can change the course of that. I think that's what's so empowering about psychic messages is that, and I don't think, you know, I think there are readers who clearly are just readers. They're bringing forth energy. They're letting spirit channel through their being, their intuitive receptors to bring forward a message for you. And it's usually that's it. You know, I take it in a next step further as a coach and I say, okay, this is what I'm getting. What do you want to do with this? And that's why I'm a much different style reader and, you know, I have a different offering as a result of that. But really, it's about you. It's the whole thing, what led you to get that reading, what led you to choose the reader you chose, even the way in which that reader delivers the message, it's all about you. So if you get a positive reading, I want to encourage you to sit down and make a list of all the actions that you can take that would be in alignment with that positive reading, that positive message. And then I also want you to make a list of all the things that you, that the opposite of that positive reading. So, and I'll give you an example here momentarily, make a list of all the opposite things you could do that would negate that positive reading. And both on the, if you get a negative reading, what behaviors are you doing currently that created that reading or that energy? It's really just energy. And what are the opposite choices you can make to produce a different result? So I'll give you an example. I had predicted for myself, I've talked to you about releasing the novels, I had predicted for myself that it was going to be a very lucrative venture for me to pursue them. And I proceeded, that reading was not going to change no matter what choices and decisions I made. And my spirit guides had given me very clear, specific guidance as to how to approach that time in my life. And I, you know, I made a lot of decisions around the success of that prediction coming into fruition. But at the same time, I took some actions, enough actions that shifted that message. Were the books, did they do well? They did well. Did they do as well as I want? No. And I know very clearly the things spirit told me not to do. And I like to be transparent here because I think that this is a learning. So, you know, I was mid-divorce and, I had already started writing the books before Matt and I decided to split. And as I moved through that process, it was very amicable. It was easy. You've heard me say that before. I was very clear that I was going to continue to work on these books and move forward in my life. And I built a life around that venture. And so Spirit gave me some very clear guidelines, like not a lot of them, but some very clear guidelines as to how to approach my life. And one of them was don't date until my divorce was officially final. So I moved out in July. My divorce was final in December. Spirit said, hey, take this time, focus on the books, and don't try to date. And then by some dip-de-doo. I remember it really was. It's like a dip-de-doo moment. I don't even know what dip-de-doo is. But I was, you know, sitting around on a Sunday and I was like, oh, let me get on a dating site. And so I wind up signing up and then I wind up going on dates. And it was just really, the men I attracted were not high vibe and it took me out of my game. And I don't want to say that it was all them. There was some other components to why things didn't go the way I wanted them to. But it was a very specific piece of information that was in alignment with the message about this being a positive venture for me. And I chose to do the opposite. And the minute I went on a date with a man and the first man I went on a date with post-divorce. And I knew, like right after our second date, my energy dropped. It dropped for the books. I was out of the game. It was the first time I was out of the game. It was the first time I felt, because when you are in your vortex, as Abraham Hicks describes, when you are in your positive energy space and things are churning along, you can feel it. And things tend to happen very synchronistically and in a divine, it's just, the vortex is so fucking awesome. I can't even describe it to you how great it is. But those of you who have been in it know it's like boom, 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 boom. Everything is moving beautifully and miracles show up and miraculous things happen and everything feels great. The minute I went on that second date with that man, my energy dropped in the toilet and I knew. I was like, I was out. And I was clamoring at that point. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've been out of the vortex. Because I started the books in January. I'd been in the vortex, even through my divorce. I had been in that vortex of positive energy and divine flow and everything we talk about, that radiance, that pleasure, that joy, that excitement, that peace. I had been in that space for 8 months. Even through something that was seemingly very difficult. A divorce is pretty difficult. And so I had stayed in the vortex. And then the minute I went against that wisdom, and then it becomes kind of an avalanche. And I kept making choices and decisions, little ones. And I kept thinking, well, the overarching things I'm doing are moving me in that direction. And so I can now, you know, I believe hindsight is so powerful because it can tell you what to do as you move forward. If you find yourself in a positive vortex, meaning you, and your intuition is saying that something is positive, this is good, stay there. Continue to do actions that are in alignment with that vision. Now, if you receive a negative message, that is a call to action. Change course, my sweet friend. Change course immediately. That say, you know, that night I got this reading from this woman. I wish I had, you know, I wish. Of course, there was a man involved in that as well. not one I was dating, but definitely one that was in the field, and. Immediately, I discounted the message and made it about her as opposed to about me. And so now, if you get a negative message, it's imperative that you stop, reflect, and make a change. And one of the reasons you need to do this is because you need to process it so you know what to do. That it is truly a sign. Your resistance to a message is a sign. If you're pissed off about a reading you got, do not take it out on your reader. Instead, ask yourself, why am I resisting this message? Sometimes the message is flat out wrong, but you will usually not have much emotional response to it. That's the key. My spirit guides were bringing forward is if a message is totally wrong for you, and I believe that it is very rare that a message is totally wrong for you because I believe the whole experience, remember, it's not just about what the reader said, it's the whole experience is a message. Now, if you do get a message that is just flat out totally fucking wrong, it will roll off your back. You'll just kind of chuckle. You'll be like, oh, I did that. I got that piece of information. And you'll keep moving throughout your life. Now, if you have a strong emotional response, as I did, this is a sign, and it's not about the reader. It's about you. I had a client last year who was totally unhappy with the message that she received from me. And she was angry. You know, even after what I told her came to pass, like truly, she was calling about a relationship issue and the relationship totally didn't work out. And I had said that to her in the most loving way possible, even as I was being met with her resistance. I was doing my best. And, you know, because I'm always a coach too. I was like, come on, baby, you get this. It's you know, you can see it. I remember talking to her about it, and she flipped it around and made it about me, and she wrote me these long, long emails that I didn't fully read because I knew it wasn't about me. It was about her, and so I wound up losing that client, and I was as gracious as I possibly could be because I know resistance, you know, you can't see anything, right? I was in resistance. And I do this shit for a living. Like, there is not a day that goes by that I am not thinking about the principles of personal development and spirituality. There is not a day that goes by that I don't practice. And, you know, I got caught in the web of resistance. So I understood completely where she was coming from. But I wish I had could have directed her to this show where I say, hey, it's not about the reader. It's about all the things around it and what's being triggered within you. It is always about you. The entire experience, the entirety of the message is always about you. So do the work to reflect on it through journaling, meditation, prayer, therapy if you need it, contemplation, ritual, healing work, to uncover what you most need to know so you can proceed. Right? If you open yourself, this is how amazing spirit is. If you open yourself up to receive a message will come forward. And it may not sound exactly the way you want it to sound, but that's a message too. And if you take the time, you'll save yourself a lot of frustration and difficulty. And I'm going to say this over and over and over again before I wrap here. The entire experience is always about you and not about the reader. Ask yourself, what is the block? What block am I going through? What patterns am I repeating? These are the things I would do with you as a coach. What needs to be cleared so that I can move on in the direction of my dreams, in the direction of my desired outcome? What work needs to be, what shift in being and work, it is work to make this shift, needs to happen so that I can feel differently? And the best place to start is if you're feeling pissed off, you know, think about what the opposite of that. And let's say that under pissed off is sadness. So the opposite of sadness would be happiness. What outcome, you know, what is your happy outcome based on the reading? You know, you might be going again, asking about a man and wanting to be with a man. And I have a story about that too. And the reader's like, no, it's not going to work out. And so the way, and maybe that creates sadness, and then it triggers anger at the reader and the reading, and then from there, I would say, what's the opposite? Well, I want to be happy. Well, do you want to be happy with a man who doesn't want you, or do you want to be happy with the fact that, hey, now you know, and now you can go and get the love you want? And what steps do you need to take so that you can experience that happiness? That's what I mean by flipping it around. And it's pretty easy if you can step away from the situation. That's why I think it was so important that my spirit guides brought forward this message to do on the podcast about what to do when you do get a message that, you know, that pisses you off, that doesn't make you happy, that you need to, there's still work. It's still work. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. So now what about a scammy psychic? And I have a show from a couple of years ago, Are Psychics Bad? I think that was the title of it. But let's just say you get a scammy reader. And I have had a scammy reader. And I think my definition of a scammy reader is someone who does not share their full process with you and keeps asking you for money to engage that process. That period, that makes a scammy reader. Doesn't mean they're not a good reader. It doesn't mean that they don't bring, in terms of bringing forward information. I actually do think most readers are bringing forward information from the other side, from the spiritual realm. Some work with the light, some work with anybody, some work with darkness. And it is your job to be clear before you get a reading who that particular reading is working, who reader is working with. Are they working with the light? Ask them. And to, you know, you'll know. Are they using words like light and love and your higher good? Or are they saying, hey, I'll tell you your future? You'll know. You'll know. But let's just say you get a scammy reader, and I've had one. And again, it's not about the reader. It, you know, and they may be scamming you. You know, you need to write a review as a result of that. But don't write a review because you don't like what you heard. I want to be clear on this. Professionalism, even unprofessionalism, let's just say that's all a message. Like what part of you needed to go to a scammy reader instead of a high quality reader? I know for me, when I was, you know, in the heyday of chasing men, and I was living in San Francisco, and I remember going in for a $20 reading and winded up dropping an additional $200 just for her to tell me. You've probably heard this story before. If you're a listener to the podcast, she told me to, you know, I bring her back $200 and she's like, okay, you need to get an egg. And I'm a vegetarian and I rarely have eggs in my house. I do eat them, but I rarely have them. But she's like, you got to get an egg and put it in your shoe and put it under your bed. And then bring it back to me and I'll read for you. Well, if she had told me her process, I would have said no before I gave her $200. That's scammy, in my opinion. But because she didn't explain to me what her process was so I could agree or not agree to engage it. But prior to her, you know, this whole $200 and the egg situation, she had given me very accurate information about this man that I had been chasing, that he didn't like me. I mean, I'm paraphrasing now. She said it in a lot more kinder way, honestly. But she was like, yeah, it's not going to work out. And I was like, well, I kept probing. I kept, well, why isn't it, you know? And my probing led me to, you know, spending this $200. And if I had taken the time to say, okay, that whole experience happened, and here's the thing, sweetheart, you're not thinking this way when you're going to get a reading and things are emotionally charged and you want an answer and your emotions are involved. That's why I'm doing this show, so you can hear it now, so that when the next time you're in that experience, you'll know what to do. That emotional charge doesn't have anything to do with your reader and everything to do with you and your situation. And if I had left that and said, this does not feel good. Why does it not feel good? And hearing me in your head saying, it's not about the reader. It's about the energy surrounding whatever situation you're asking for a reading on. And then if you take it the next step and what needs to be healed within me so that I can produce the outcome I want, you know, it could save you some time. I would hope that it would save you some time. It took me almost a decade to get over chasing men. I don't chase them anymore. I still have other stuff around men I like, but in terms of chasing them, I don't do it anymore. But it took almost, you know, a decade to learn that lesson. And so I just want to encourage you, be willing to explore your negative patterns, be willing to do the self-work. And it's usually around self-worth and self-esteem and your even self-love. But, you know, now I'm of the belief you can totally love yourself and your self-worth can be in the toilet. So do that work and always allow yourself the time to heal. Yeah, give yourself the time to heal. You know, I realized I was chasing men because of a wound that I didn't feel like I deserved to meet a man who actually was romantically interested in me. I had to find a male friend and like convince him to like me. You've heard me talk about this many times. And so it took me years to work through that, but all of the psychics I saw and all of those different friends with benefit relationships all said the same thing. And so start acknowledging those patterns. Pay attention to the cards you receive. Even if it's a card you don't understand, if you're pulling cards for yourself, sit with it and say, what is the message for me in this? Your discomfort is always a message. Feel it. Don't run from it. Explore it. Get help if you need it so that you can move forward and get what you want. You deserve to have exactly what you want if you will allow it. So that's my show for you. If you get a psychic reading you don't like, go within, reflect on it, make it about you. And, you know, a bad reader is also a sign. And so trust yourself, trust God, and know that sometimes you're so connected to something that it will create barriers and blocks where you can't see the truth. And trust your emotions and go get some help on that. All right. Thank you. This is Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com, and I will see you on the next podcast. Take care of yourself.